You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can call or text 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. I want to welcome to the studio. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome back, Stephen.
Thanks, Doug.
Always great having you in. Great information. And one of the areas I want to move into is we had questions about ATVs. We get these questions all the time because people spend a lot of money on them. I mean, to me, an ATV could be a four-wheeler. It could be the dirt bike, which is what I grew up on. We see dune buggies. I mean, do you have a lot of experience in that area?
We do. We represent quite a few families, and predominantly it ends up being children who are riding these ATVs on properties and farms and rural areas throughout Missouri. But it's gators, it's four-wheelers, three-wheelers, dirt bikes, the whole gamut. Anything that's motorized, you keep at your property, essentially.
Okay, so people have these motorized vehicles. They're a blast. I grew up on them. I love them. What are the things that cause injuries most frequently?
Inexperience. Typically, like I said, it's usually children. It's usually kids under 16 years old who are riding, inexperienced riders who are riding these ATVs on properties of their friends. And an example would be, I come over to your house, Doug, and I bring my kids, and you have ATVs, and you let my kids ride your ATVs. And maybe my kids have never done that before. And then my kid goes out and seriously hurts himself, and then we have an issue. Okay. So that's typically the scenario we're running into.
Right, and I'm just thinking back to like some of the different times that I've injured myself on ATVs because it's happened multiple times. I broke my leg in five places on my motorcycle, and you know, so sometimes it's riding on terrain that you're not used to. They don't know, the person that lives there knows that there's a turn coming up, or they know that it drops off and there's a creek. Or something like that just happens.
I've had scenarios where they're riding on gravel roads they're not used to. Another car comes across the hill, or they're on gravel roads and they slide off the road into a tree, and they're not wearing helmets, of course. Mm-hmm. Or they're riding on like on the grass, and there's a big hole in the grass. It's just there,
right.
And the tire goes in the hole, and up over the handlebars they go, and you have fractures and major problems.
Okay, I have a funny story for you. So I was in seventh grade, moved out to a farm, had a new stepdad, and they want to introduce me to a neighbor kid. So they drive me up the road, introduce me, and you know, these are redneck community. And he's like, hey, jump on the back of my motorcycle. Let's go for a ride. He has this little Honda 80, little bitty motorcycle. And we're 11, 12 years old at this point. Rides up, gets on the highway, goes up on the blacktop, up this massive hill, and turns around. And as we start going down, he's just flying. He's going like, 50 to 60 miles an hour on this little Honda 80 going down a really steep hill. See a corner coming up I knew we weren't going to make. He just goes flying off the road on this dirt trail. And all of a sudden, I see a ramp up ahead, about a six-foot ramp. He hits this thing going probably 50 miles an hour. There's no back foot pegs or anything. And so, of course, while this bike's in the air, I'm falling off the back of it. The bike's spinning around, ends up landing on top of us. Fortunately, there was no serious injury, but it sounds like that's the exact type of scenario where somebody gets sued.
Yeah, I have no idea how you're still with us today.
I ask myself that every day.
With all these mishaps that you went through when you were growing up on ATVs and everything. But yeah, that's not an uncommon scenario. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to hear that. I've heard a lot stranger come through the door. But it's typically children under 16 years old who are just, out there having a good time and just don't understand that these vehicles can cause massive amounts of injury, and they're not wearing helmets, and it involves trees and things that are not good on the body when you make contact with it.
Okay, so to make sure you're properly protected, let's talk about insurance. Okay, what do people need to make sure they have in place? I mean, is there ATV insurance?
Typically, no. What covers ATVs is going to be your homeowner's policy. So a homeowner's insurance policy will cover negligence involving on the home, like dangerous conditions, your dogs, but also ATVs, not vehicles, not actual cars on the roads, but ATVs are generally covered. And what you need to look out for is, like I said, the injuries on ATVs are typically pretty severe and up to and including death. And in that situation, your homeowner's insurance policy is typically a $100,000 liability policy, okay? And so in that situation, is $100,000 enough to take care of somebody who's seriously hurt or somebody who passes away? And that's what you have to watch out for. You know, and in that situation, I always recommend if you're going to have ATVs on your property, obviously you have to have homeowner's insurance, but also go out and buy an excess umbrella policy we talked about before to provide coverage over and above that $100,000, maybe up to $1 million.
So what's an idea of like the general price for an extra, you know, that excess policy or an umbrella policy?
I am in no way affiliated with any insurance companies. Let me make that clear. I can just tell you from experience and what I pay and what other clients who I've recommended purchase them end up paying. It's a couple $100 a year for $1 million. And if you can get that type of coverage, here's what you're going to do. If it costs you $350 to purchase $1 million of coverage over and above your homeowner's policy, let's say you have somebody come over and they ride your ATV and they're badly hurt and they break a leg or even worse, and you have a lawyer like us from our firm end up having to sue you, instead of, you know, having to sell your farm and sell your property to satisfy a judgment or a verdict, you have that excess policy in place that costs you $350 that will then cover that loss and protect your assets. So it gets kind of complex, but that's a general way to protect yourself from exposure.
Okay, so you talk about protecting yourself from exposure, and then what if it is your son or daughter that's been injured on somebody's ATV and you need representation?
Here's the thing. Different homeowners insurance policies are written to exclude coverage on ATVs. It's so important to get a lawyer who knows insurance coverage and knows how to read policies because let's face it, they are written like they're written in rhetoric. It's hard to even understand an insurance policy, but you have to know how to interpret the policies and then fight the policy language itself if it doesn't apply. So we do these things. You have to really uncover every stone as well to figure out if there is excess coverage. Because here's the thing. Sometimes insurance companies will hide coverages. So we have to look and find out where's the coverage at, how much is there, and get our clients every nickel they're entitled to, because these are big damages cases typically.
Now, how much does it cost me to talk to you about all this?
It's always free to talk to us. Tammy, you know, anybody can call our office and speak to a lawyer for free, and we will walk you through what your rights are and decide, help you decide if you have a case and whether or not you want to, proceed with that case.
And what's the best number for them to call?
314-444-4444. Okay, it's the best number.
That's pretty easy to remember. 444-4444. And your website, I just love, schultzmyers.com, schultzmyers.com. You guys just have a ridiculous amount of information on there. You just keep building more and more information that you give away for free. Is that a good way for people to contact you also?
It is, and I think it's just a good resource to have. You don't have to be injured, to go to the site to get information to try to help out, your claim. You can just go there to visit to figure out how to protect yourself in case you are injured in the future. Or you want to protect yourself from liability if somebody's on your property. There's a huge array of information on that website that's all free. You know, there's free prescription discount cards we mail out to anybody who calls us. There's just a lot of things you can get for free from us to give you information, because this information, believe it or not, will protect you and, increase your chances of getting fairly compensated in the event you are injured in the future.
Well, yeah, God forbid that situation happens, but, I say it's not a problem until it's a problem.
Correct.
You don't need a personal injury attorney until you have something like this happen. But what you do need in advance is a prevention by making sure that you are properly covered in your insurance.
Absolutely. And I get calls all the time from people who just want to know, how much coverage should I buy for my car, for my home? I have a 16-year-old daughter who's going to be driving my car now. Should I up my limits? I get those calls all the time, and I welcome those calls, because if you don't procure the right type of insurance ahead of time, you can't unring the bell. Once you're injured and you don't have the coverage in place, you're going to be...
It's too late.
It's just too late.
Well, and like you said, you're not affiliated with an insurance company, so you're not saying that to try to sell insurance.
No, I fight insurance companies every day. I mean, right. they dislike me, trust me, and I just want to see people protected, and the best way to do that is to have the right coverage in place before the accident happens.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing the information today. Great stuff. And if anybody has that need, reach out right away at 314-444-4444 to Schultz & Myers Law Firm, Stephen Schultz. You also can go to schultzmyers.com. It's schultzmyers.com. And you also can visit doughaldeman.com and link to the information from there too. So, Stephen, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy being here.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., You won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.